From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art.
Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, we'll hear all about the Anchorage Concert Chorus and their upcoming performance with the Yale Glee Club. The concert is called Spring Breaking and will take place on Friday, March 15th in the Atwood Concert Hall. We're joined by ACC Artistic Director and Conductor Grant Cochran to find out more.
We're a large group, anywhere between about 120 and I'd say maybe 140 singers, depending on the year or the semester. We're an amateur group. We have a wide variety of singers. We have singers who were music majors in college, who are teachers in the school district. But my sort of overarching sort of mission for the group is to allow for as many possible singers to enjoy making art. And so if singers can match pitch and have some basic music ability, some basic level of experience, they will likely do okay because the group is so large and filled with so many different levels of experience. I also really love for families to be singing.
Yeah.
We have right now, we have a father and son. We have a mother and daughter. We have a grandmother, a mother, daughter, and son. We have many married couples, and it's just really fulfilling to see families able to make music together.
What do you think, you know, people get from joining a chorus and kind of doing it on a regular basis and kind of bringing it into their life?
You know, as far as my singers go, they love the camaraderie. They love being together weekly. They love sharing, you know, a common interest. There is a spirit, you know, and esprit de corps, a spirit of the group that I see every week. And, you know, I know for many of them, it's like, oh, I have rehearsal tonight and I'd just rather be at home and, you know, watching Netflix or, you know, having my glass of wine. But I see the energy that comes from this group of people with a common interest, with a common goal. And the process is as rewarding as the goal. And, you know, the goal is the concert. And one of the things that I always just really love is the fact that with these community organizations, you have people who are involved in a project who could not make art by themselves, that they need to make art together. And it's a real kind of community experience. And these singers get to be a part of great art. You know, performing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, you cannot do that by yourself. You have to do it with others. And by doing it with others, you get to be a part of art, you know, sort of like theater.
Yeah, just kind of the sum of its parts.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about maybe your time as artistic director and conductor for a little bit. So you said you're the longest tenured artistic director, conductor.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it like maybe when you arrived and maybe how have you seen things change over the years,
I suppose? You know, I was fresh out of grad school and I was applying for jobs all around the country. In fact, I think there was also a job opening in Guam, but I was
diverse mix of
yes. I just was casting the net wide, hoping that I would find something. And there were a couple of jobs where they were really interested in me. And one was in California, and then there was this thing here, and the Anchorage Concert Chorus was looking for a director. And they said, you know, we understand that you can't come just for this part-time job, but UAA and APU were also looking for someone to run their choir program. Mm. Those jobs were also part-time, and there was this kind of agreement between the three institutions that whoever the chorus hired, the other two institutions would also hire me. So I came here for a three-year contract. And that has turned into 30 plus years. You know, when I came, I recognized that Anchorage really had a wonderful art scene. You know, most people come here for the outdoors. I came here really for the indoors. I'm not much of an outdoors kind of guy, but I was not going to go to a place that didn't support the arts, and it was very clear that Anchorage was supporting the arts. The Performing Arts Center, the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts, its official name, had just opened 4 years prior to that in 1988. Mm. So it was still quite a new shiny toy for the arts groups in town to take advantage of. And, you know, all of the arts groups are really supportive of one another just because we have to work so closely. I mean, I always talk about, you know, sharing, playing nice in the same sandbox.
Yeah. Limited amount of space for multiple groups.
Yes. And this was my next point, actually, is that one of the changes that we've seen over the years is that a lot of the offerings have expanded so that there's less availability in the hall just because of all the wonderful things that are going on. The center is now producing Broadway shows, which is so wonderful for Anchorage, but it does make it challenging for some of the local groups to find that ideal concert date. We all understand that we need to support one another for Anchorage to continue to be this really wonderful arts town.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming concert for a little bit. You mentioned spring breaking.
Yeah.
You know, I see that the concert chorus is partnering with the Yale Glee Club.
Yeah.
So how did that partnership come about? I know that you've partnered with some other kind of especially renowned groups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But how about Yale Glee Club specifically?
Yeah. So I happened to do my graduate work at the Yale School of Music and finished in 92, and that's when I came here, fresh out of grad school at Yale. And so obviously I have a strong connection to Yale. And occasionally I would run into the director of the Yale Glee Club. His name is Jeff Duma. And Jeff and I would see one another at various conferences and events occasionally over the years. Jeff has been the conductor of the Glee Club for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And the Glee Club has a very strong touring tradition. And during spring break, during their spring break, they do national tours. And during the summer, they take international tours. And so it's part of their tradition. And every time I would run into Jeff, he's like, yeah, you know, the Glee Club has never been to Alaska, but, you know, someday we're going to be there and we'd love to partner up. And as it happened, they are doing a Pacific Northwest tour this spring. Their spring break is actually 2 weeks. And in fact, Jeff would have loved to have been with us today, but he is actually flying with the Glee Club from JFK to Seattle, actually, as we're now talking. So he couldn't even phone in. But he got in touch with me last fall saying the Glee Club is going to be in Washington State and Oregon, and we're coming to Alaska, and we would love to partner with you and let's make it happen. And so we're doing the first half of the concert. The Glee Club is doing the second half of the concert as the headliner group. We're collaborating on two pieces together for the grand finale.
How many people are going to be on stage for that grand finale?
Yeah. So the chorus will have about 130. The Glee Club will have about 70. So it'll be 200 singers on stage and our pianist, Janet Carr Campbell.
Well, I've got to ask, did you ever do Glee Club while you were in school?
So it's interesting when I think a lot of listeners, when they hear the word Glee Club, will maybe have two images in their mind. One will be the sort of the old school, like turn of the century, and I mean like turn of the 19th century, of a bunch of guys with tankards of beer gathered in some old-fashioned looking bar singing songs of their college, you know, in a sort of a barber shop kind of environment and with that sort of harmony and tonality. And the other vision that people might have came from the very popular show Glee. And that's a bunch of kids, a mixed group of boys and girls, soprano, altos, tenors, and basses, joining together and doing contemporary music with a lot of movement and choreography. And so the Glee Club did indeed start as that sort of all-male a cappella singing group in 1863. And then when Yale went co-ed in the early 1970s, the Glee Club went co-ed. And so it's now a mixed group, sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. And they sing all kinds of different types of pieces, from the songs of Yale, the fight songs and the football medley, to pop songs and spirituals and pieces that were actually written specifically for them. And in fact, a number of the pieces that they'll be performing at the concert will be pieces that were commissioned for this year's group.
I just popped onto their webpage really quick and I saw that this is part of their 162nd season.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Just the longevity.
Absolutely. And they've only had 7 conductors that entire time.
Wow.
Yeah. When you get the job, you tend to stay. You know, as I said, Jeff has been there over 20 years. They've had one of my teachers, Fenno Heath, who was directing the Glee Club during my time at Yale, had conducted the group for, I think, 40 or 50 years. He was an undergraduate at Yale, did his graduate work at Yale, and then never left because he then became the Glee Club director. And he retired the year that I graduated. So, yeah, there is a longevity and a real strong tradition that just kind of flows through the group in many different areas.
Yeah, so it sounds like kind of a combination of kind of hearkening back to these like old-timey college days,
sure,
but then
yeah,
incorporating,
exactly,
you know, the social media age.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the kids love participating. The kids, you know, they love singing. And as I said, it does have such a strong tradition, and it is the primary chorus of Yale, of the undergraduate college of Yale. There are other groups there. There are graduate school groups, and there are other groups that have a particular niche. But when you think about a college having a choir, this is the group that really represents Yale.
Well, you know, if people want to take part in the chorus or, you know, stay up to date with what's going on, upcoming concerts, what have you, what's the best way to get in touch or keep an eye on you?
Yeah. So, you know, our official name is Anchorage Concert Chorus. But if you just Google, you know, Concert Chorus or Anchorage Concert Chorus, you'll find our way to our webpage and information on the concert. It's Friday, March the 15th, Friday night at 8 p.m., it's just one concert only, the chorus doing the first half, the Yale Glee Club performing the second half, a real wide variety of choral works, you know, spirituals, some pop pieces, some Renaissance works, some contemporary works, pieces in a wide variety of languages, Russian and Arabic and, you know, Hindi and Spanish and Hebrew. It's really sort of a concert with an international flair.
Very cool. Well, it sounds awesome. I mean, is there anything else that you'd want to add either about the concert or just anything you'd want to let people know about the chorus, anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, I would encourage people, if they're interested in singing, to check us out. Folks can always contact me directly. Probably the best way to do that is just reach out to me through my email at UAA. Again, if you do a search for Grant Cochran, you'll be able to find me and be able to reach out to me directly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely.
That was the Anchorage Concert Chorus Artistic Director and Conductor Grant Cochran. Their upcoming concert with the Yale Glee Club happens Friday, March 15th in the Atwood Concert Hall. And that's all for State of Art. I'm Ammon Swenson.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.